Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you with me here on the show. It is a beautiful day in my neck of the woods. I hope it is where you are. And, of course, beautiful doesn't necessarily mean that the sun is shining. It could be raining, sleeting, snowing, but hopefully you have joy in your heart, which makes it a beautiful day. I know in some parts of the world there are people who are experiencing massive flooding, and of course our hearts go out to those who are in that situation, and of course we hope and pray that all goes well with them. And I say it quite often, in fact I mentioned it to someone today, in whatsoever state you find yourself, therewith be content. And you know, when I was younger, I didn't understand what that meant. My dad said that to me, and I was like, what does that mean? And he explained it to me and made it perfectly clear, and as I have matured, it really makes so much sense. Whatever state you find yourself, be content, because it could be a lot worse. There's someone who would love to exchange places with you. But I'm just glad you decided to be with me here today. And to all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one, I say it all the time and I'm going to say it again today. Thank you. I just love, 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 love you so much. And to those who may have been with me for a while on this journey, thank you. And for those who are new, welcome. I extend virtual hugs to all of you. And the purpose of this show is to bring you information that relates to business. We do our best to bring information to kind of help put people to work. So we try to bring information for businesses, business owners, and the mission is to give you information that enlightens, informs, and entertains, and we hope that we do that. And you're probably wondering, well, how do you really do that? Well, programming. We try to bring content that is really helpful to you as it relates to branding, pricing, media buying, social media, business news, industry trends. And we also talk about relationships, because I believe we're all relational and we need to learn how to get along with people. We also need to know how to motivate people, you know. So we talk about relationships on this show as well. So if you have a topic that you'd like for me to discuss, feel free to send me a note. And also visit this platform's website, www.marketingpulpit.com, for any other information that you may need. So thank you so much for joining us. Well, today I am going to talk to you about social media. If you are a business owner, maybe you've been a business owner for a while, or you may be a new business owner, and you're trying to navigate the waters of social media, you may or may not have a website. Well, today I want to just talk with you about a few things that you can do to increase traffic to your website. Increasing traffic to your website sometimes it seems like it may be challenging, it may be difficult, but we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about it today right here. This is Sharon when we come back from this break. Thank you so much again for joining me today.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about how to increase traffic to your website. For those who may be business owners and you're wanting to use your website to increase traffic, or you're wanting to get a website, you may not have a website right now. You may be using Facebook, or you may be just using Twitter, and you may be interested in getting a website. Well, before you get a website, there's some things that you might want to think about and take a look at before you do that. So we're going to talk about that. If you currently have a website, how do you drive traffic to your website? So we're going to just talk about a few ways that you can do that. One of the things that, of course, we need to probably talk about before we even talk about that is your brand. Do you currently have a brand, a logo? Do you currently know what the vision of your site is and the mission of your site? And do you have set in place the goals that you want to have in place to achieve those, that vision and the mission for your site? And I know that may sound cliche-ish, but it's so true. You really do need to know what is the purpose of your website. Is it a service website? Is it a website where you're wanting to sell products? What is the purpose of your website? That is a question you need to ask yourself. What is the purpose of your website? Many times people develop a website, or they spend money to have someone build a website, or they may even do it themselves, and they're not really sure as to what they're going to use it for. And is it even important or necessary for you to have a website? Well, as many of you know, there are so many people that are online now. Most countries, not just the United States, but many people in countries all over the world have a social presence or on social media. So if you want to increase traffic, or if you want to increase sales, you may ought to consider having a website and consider your online presence and what your strategy is going to be to allow your business to start seeing success with this website. Website is important because it can help you to establish credibility in your business. And believe it or not, if you are a business, most people just assume that you have a website. They just assume that you do. So if you've done a workshop somewhere, or if you've done a seminar, or if you have business cards and you've told someone that you are a business, 9 times out of 10, they are going to go to the internet to search your business to see if you have a website. So before we talk about how to drive traffic to your site, let's talk about a little bit about the purpose of your website. What is the purpose of your company website? And this is a question that if you really can't answer it clearly, you may have a little bit of work to do. And this is a question, of course, that I've had to ask myself. It's a question that my clients have had to deal with. I've asked them, you know, the websites that I have done for my clients. We have to ask this question. It's a conversation that we have to have. What is the purpose of your website? And a website can be a wonderful online asset for any business if you choose to have one. And if you do know the purpose of your website, is it performing well? Is it underperforming? It's a question that you and your team should talk about. Now, the purpose of your website, and we kind of addressed this earlier, but basically you have three strategic options when it comes to your website. One, you may be selling products or service or services. Maybe you're wanting to, number two, generate leads. And three, maybe you're just wanting to establish credentials. What is the purpose of your website? Some people use websites for e-commerce, meaning that they sell products electronically or digitally. And if you're wanting to use your site for an e-commerce site or to sell products and services, you really have to have a marketing budget, and sometimes it requires the most time to develop that type of site. Taking a look at the revenues and measuring profits, is it ready? Are you ready for that? Now, you may want to use your site to generate leads. And typically, you can do that. It doesn't take as much time to do a lead generation site as it does an e-commerce site. And it just depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish with the site. But it still requires an investment. It requires an investment if you're wanting to produce leads that are qualified and trackable. Now, the third one, which is establishing credentials, it makes a really good impression on people who know who you are. And you just want to establish credibility. It may not necessarily get you new leads or customers, but it could just be that you want to establish credentials online or in your industry. And determining which one is right for you. How do you determine that? Well, there are a lot of things that go into determining if it's right for you or not. One, what would the budget look like? How will you develop posts or content for your site? Who's going to do that? Are you going to do that? Are you going to have someone do that for you? So you may want to do a lot of things with your site, or you may or may not have the budget to do it. Other things that you might want to consider are things like the geographic scope of your business. Is it going to be a regional site, national site? Are you wanting an international site? What's the geographic scope of your business? What do you want it to be? And also, another thing that you may want to consider before launching into a website is the nature of your business. What is the nature of your business? Do you have a plumbing service, an auto mechanic service? Are you a service business, service industry? Are you a legal firm, law firm, advertising firm? Are you a nonprofit organization, school, university? What's the nature of your business? Are you in sales? These are things to consider before developing a website or buying a website or a domain name. And then supporting your business, supporting your website. Are you prepared for the support of the website, the content for your website, building the website, making sure that if something goes wrong, can you fix it, or do you have a contact or have someone that will be able to fix it? What do you want it to look like? What do you want the customer or client or prospect to experience when they come to your site? You want them to fill out forms? Do you want them to interact with you online? How are you going to engage with individuals that come to your site? And keep in mind that people may come to your site for different reasons. So are you prepared for that? And every site that you go to online typically has its own characteristics, whether it's its colors, whether it's the features. They all have various and sundry characteristics. So basically, one of the things that you want to do before you even call someone to develop a website is to determine what is the purpose of the site. What is your vision for the site? What is your mission for the site? What are your goals? How are you going to go about accomplishing that with your website? What do you want it to look like? What do you want people to feel and experience when they come to your site? That is a great place to start. And if you want a wonderful site, a site that just does all the things that you want it to do, then it's going to take some time and marketing. So I just wanted to touch on that before we actually dived into how to increase traffic to your site. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to give you just a few tips on what you can do to increase traffic to your website. Right here, this is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today on this platform. This is Sharon, and today we're talking about how to increase traffic to your website. During the first segment, we talked about knowing what the purpose of your website is. If you don't know the purpose of your website, if that's not a topic that you have discussed with your team, you may want to start there, and you may already have a website, and you may not have had that conversation. Well, it's okay. If you already have your website, it's still a question that you need to talk about. What's the purpose of the website? What is it that you want people to experience when they come to your website? And one of the main things, if you asked a business owner or if you asked a manager or marketer, what's the most important thing that they want in regards to their business, they're probably going to tell you more customers. We want more customers. We want to increase our revenue. That is basically the bottom line of what people want to do. And then, of course, after more customers, if there is a website, they want more traffic to the website. And when you have more traffic coming to your website, what is it that you want them to do when they get there, having call to actions? Well, there are many ways that you can increase traffic to your website. And today we're going to just look at a few of them, and then next week we may finish out this topic if we don't finish it today. But one of the important things that you can do is advertise. If you're wanting to drive traffic to your website quickly, advertising may be the fastest way to do it. spending money, having a budget to do that, versus organic traffic, traffic that just comes to your site by way of going onto social media or going onto Google or going into a search engine and typing in what they're looking for, and perhaps your company or your website may or may not come up. Sometimes people, when they have websites, of course, they invite their friends, they invite people that they know, family, to go onto their website, and then they encourage them to ask other people to do the same thing, to invite people to look at their website, or they send out links, or you may have an email campaign. Well, building your brand is important as well, and getting your site actually in front of people, in front of the people that you are interested in targeting. And there are ways that you can do that. Some people think that if they put up a website and that's it, that people, that they're going to get the traffic. Well, you may get some traffic. You may get some traffic, but it may not be the amount of traffic that you want or need to sustain your business. So getting in front of people, how do you get in front of people? How do you get in front of the right people? That's a great question to ask, and advertising is a way that you can do that. And believe it or not, you can advertise on social media. You can advertise on Facebook. You can advertise on Instagram. You can advertise basically anywhere on social media and doing your best to attract visitors. There's display advertising that you can use as well. And some of these things you might want to just do some research on and take a look at them. And maybe what I'll do is break this down into bite-sized pieces, because the world of digital marketing is huge. It really is. But there are some awesome aspects to it that can help you to increase your business. So if you're hoping to increase more traffic to your site, then advertising online may be something that you may want to do as part of your paid search strategy. And there's a lot of competition out there. There really is. And when you're advertising, of course, there's a thing called keywords and search terms. And people actually compete for those words and for those terms that people are actually using. And that competition can be fierce and it can be expensive, but it could be well worth it for your business. So advertising. And then the next thing that you might want to consider in driving traffic to your website is your presence on social media. And these days, it's not just enough to create great content. There are some websites that have some awesome content. But creating great content and hoping that people are going to find you may or may not work. You have to be a little bit more proactive. So how do you go about being proactive and using social media? Well, social media has channels out there that can promote your content. Now, one thing that you have to decide on is which social media platform would be better for your industry, because all social media platforms are not necessarily good or a good investment of your money, your budget, and your time based on your industry. So depending on your industry can help determine which social media platforms you may want to approach first. For instance, Twitter. Twitter is ideal for short, quick links or content or messages, but is that the ideal platform for your industry? It may or may not be. But becoming social with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and there are others out there, marketing on those platforms may be good for your business. Mixing it up a little bit as well. How do you mix it up? Well, you may want to do a little bit of content marketing. You may want to try using different advertising pieces on various platforms and seeing which one works best for you. The type of content that you post, is it better using news type content, video content for your business, pictures? What type of content will you use to attract people to your site? And basically, the goal is to have information on your site that people are wanting to know or that they are looking for, so that if they search for a keyword or if they search for your business on the search engine, when it comes to your site, if they click on your link, when they go to your information, it's what they're looking for. Your content is great content. So make sure that you are developing content, or whoever your content manager is developing content that people are looking for when they come to your site. Because your website will be ranked based on how relevant your information is. And, of course, that's a whole different topic. But making sure that you mix up your content and also having content from other places as well is not a bad idea. It doesn't have to just be your content, content that you came up with. You can also use content from other sources and cite those sources as well. Oh, my goodness, there's so much more. You can blog, be a guest blog on someone else's site. Yeah, blogging can be a great way to attract traffic to your website. Creating webinars or creating seminars or e-books and providing free information to people, free information that's great information. That's great information. So a couple things, free traffic. You know, maybe give a wonderful free piece of information to those who come to your site. Maybe you may need to advertise by using paid advertising. Social media, get out there. Put your information out there and make sure that your content is really, really good. Another thing which we haven't talked about today is email. Using email, and I know some people may think that email is antiquated, but it is not. And I know we talked about quite a bit today, and what I will do is break it down. But what I want you to take away from this topic today, if you're looking at getting a website or you have a website, but you haven't asked the question, what is the purpose for this website? When people come to our website, what is it that we want them to know or want them to do? Do we have great that engages people? That's something that I want you to ask yourself. Is content great, and does it engage people? Well, I hope this has been helpful for you today. And, you know, my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are, and I'm encouraging you to do that today. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful day, and enjoy your social media platforms. This is Sharon.